look at Luke chapter 2 later, and you'll look at Luke chapter 2, verse 16 to 38. I need to read it for you. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 to 38.
All right.
Yeah, read one.
Verse 36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. 37. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers.
She's in the temple now, remember?
Night and day.
The temple, the church.
And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for
him. What she do?
She spake of him to all
who
them.
Who is him? Jesus? She spoke of him to what? Everybody that would listen. They want to preach the word. And what happened? He preached.
And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city.
Go back to that verse again.
38. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord.
And she in the temple now. Remember, she in the temple. She in the church. She gave thanks to God. Then she preached. Gave worship to people that were there. Looking for what? Read that verse again.
Jesus, that is, to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem.
She preached everybody to look for redemption, for salvation. She preached the word. She gave the word. She spoke in the temple to those that were looking for redemption. That's about Bible clear and plain. So now you can take it and do what you want with that. But let it differ a little while. I'm going to do mine 20 minutes different. If you got a question on this side, if Pamela over his side of the question, some on my side of the question, quit and a comment. Then at the end of my 20 minutes, I drop it off again. Some people came a long way, got some questions. I want to make sure you let it say something. Send it. I give you 2 minutes.
Okay. First of all, we got this scripture here that says Galatians 3:28. Can you read that for me, please? And while he's looking for that, do you believe that when we all accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that we also have a spirit man that is born? And we have all the spirit, which is part of the Holy Ghost, because the spirit of the Holy Ghost is the spirit of God and also the power of God.
The scripture that she referred to, that neither male nor female, reading up of here, Galatians 3:20.
Could you read that for me, please?
Verse 28. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
So that canceled that out that women can't teach.
They take the gender out of it. Alright.
So that means we're one in Christ. And then also, where y'all are speaking under 1 Corinthians 14 and 34, if you notice that, Brother Pat, can you pull that scripture up for me? On the big screen.
1 Corinthians 14:34-35.
I just want 34.
He's coming.
And I'd like for you to read that for me, please.
I can read it. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. If they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for them to speak in the church.
Notice you catch that. It says they are commanded to be under obedience, or as also under the law. Jesus has fulfilled the law, so therefore it does not apply that a woman cannot speak or preach God's word. Go ahead.
I think she's going to give Galatians 4:3-6 for that. We're redeemed from under the law.
That's Galatians 5:18. But if you want to read a little further, where something else said we are dead from the law. So read Romans 7:1-5. Let me hear that, Deacon Lane, please.
Romans 7:1-5. Verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law has dominion over a man as long as he liveth.
Right, so we agree that the law has dominion over man as long as he lives, right? Go ahead, declare.
For the woman which has an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he lives.
Notice she is bound by the law as long as he lives. Go ahead, Deacon Lane.
But if the husband be dead, she is loose from the law of her husband.
So if the husband is dead, she is loose from the law. Okay, you can say, okay, but I'm waiting for her husband living. Let's keep on going.
The next verse.
Verse 3. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress.
So while her husband is still living, it would be a shame for her to teach. But we still under the law. Go ahead, Eli.
But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man.
And what's the next scripture under that, please?
Verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye are also become dead to the law by the body of Christ.
Therefore, she got the right to preach, because she is no longer bound under the law where she cannot preach.
All right. I got to send one. Who has got any comment on this side? Any comment on this side? Do you have anything?
No, sir.
Let me go back again and talk to y'all again. Look at Matthew. Pat kept quote to the servant from that Romans 16 lesson. In Matthew 20, verse 26 through 28, read a particular way. Jesus talked to Peter, he said, if you be great among men, will you be pastor and elder, then you are the servant of all. The word servant means you are serving in leadership. Phoebe was there with the same type of service. Her service, she was the leader of the people. Now, Pat said, Bo Jackson was of note. But the coaches of all, his analogy didn't hold water to me. He might have been a note, but he knows his position as running back. You can say where whoever the assistant coach was at that time was a note among the coaches of all would be a more accurate assessment than what he said about Bo Jackson. But the Bible plainly says in Matthew 20, verse 26 through 28, that if you desire to be great among anybody, and both pastors and our leaders decide they are great among, well, some of y'all seem high enough, I would say, go to the Bible. But then the Bible says if you do that thing, then the Bible says again, you ought to be the servant of everybody. Not go toe water, because God called me to toe water, but I'm your servant. God called me to wash your car, but I'm your servant. God called me to give you the honor, the honorary word of God by serving you in that capacity. Try to get your life on track that we're supposed to do. So again, Pat, technically, give me back Romans 16 again. Now, I want that he did correct me one time right there when he said that there's the Greek church, not Hebrew, Greek. Now, I got him. He told me right. He right then. I think I said Hebrew, but in the Greek way, not that. But look at Romans 16 again.
Verse 1.
Let's go there again.
Verse 1, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister.
I'm about to give you Phoebe now.
Which our is sister. A servant of the church.
The servant, Greek word again, diaconus, deacon, a servant. Not in waiting on the table, not cooking breakfast, not bringing water, but she's a servant of the Lord. Why did then Paul on her head say, whatever she asks you to do, do it. That seems like he gave her some authority then. Read it for me.
Verse 2. That ye receive her in the Lord.
Receive her in the Lord.
And become a saint.
And become a saint.
And that ye assist her in whatsoever business she has need of you.
Whatever business she needs of you, then you assist her. Read it.
For she has been a succorer of many and of myself also.
She called many people. Many people. She has make sure everything offered of many people. Keep reading.
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus.
Why did y'all?
Who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
I know about Priscilla and Aquila, 19:8. Y'all read the story of how they carried the word and stuff like that. See, Paul asked some people also that, have you seen the Holy Ghost since you believe? There are people that believe that haven't even received the Holy Ghost yet. So that they had not yet confirmed their salvation. But keep reading in that Romans 16.
Mm-hmm. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house.
The church? Where the church was?
In their house.
In their house. read it.
Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed blessed labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners.
Now, wait a minute. If y'all will Google the name Junia and Google the history of that name, you'll find that this name had been changed or altered to try to make it appear that it was a man name. Junia is the woman. Then again, then walk within the reed. Walk within the reed. 3D.
Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amphilus, my beloved in the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ.
Now, this woman that was known among the apostles, a scholar of men, leading them over to Christ Jesus. That was about what they're talking about. They're talking about cooking no bread, no biscuits. They're about thinking about winning folk to Christ. That was the job. Therefore, this lady, being a scholar of men, was doing the work of ministry. And therefore, in this particular setting, we have to realize that this woman, being a woman of God, I believe spoke openly in the church that was in that house. That was the idea. You don't tell me, you know, the building exists. And we know the building that exists back then. They first called Christianity, but the church itself came along some years later. About 60 to 100 years later, after the church building started establishing. But by the way, they had church from house to what?
House.
House. They go from building to building. And see, the temple was a thing that was temple in that day, so the church itself was in houses and homes. Therefore, do it make sense that you come into a prison home and a woman home that you, then you, outside the house, let them tell you. Pat say that a man just hit a woman pee. Now I've had church in my house and Pat come out and tell my wife to shut up and be quiet. Me and Pat will have problems. You know that? So Pat ain't got this far in my house. I hope he ain't got it in your house either. In other words, now he might be hitting his wife, and he tell his wife to shut up and be quiet, but he ain't come out and tell my wife to be quiet. Simply because again, I'm the head of my house. And then again, the word of God trying, what God trying to do is give man back the authority to be the head of his home. He ought to have the direction for his wife in his home. Now again, if she don't submit herself to you, then is she really your, then she might not be your wife then. Because now, I don't believe that that blanket that a man already tell every woman with, no. You think these women take that stuff? It's an older women in here, they won't take that stuff either. They might live in their husband. When did that live in your home? Now, in this setting, they might, if they're in church, probably the baptist, they might live to the pastor instruction in for the church concerned, but for it to be over you, the husband is here and the wife. Then let me go back and break something down to y'all. You know, go to the little father. In the Bible, how many minutes I got? I won't be too long. How many minutes I got?
Sorry about that.
I won't keep talking like that.
6:29.
How many minutes are you? 6 minutes? All right. Why did say what they were? In the Bible, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34, 35, Paul said, I'll say, what? Where did the came my friend? Did come unto you only? Paul said that thing. Look at the Bible here for a minute. Why don't you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 25 through 28 real quick? The Bible said God created male and female, created he them, right? Look at that carefully. When God created male and female, he created male and female equal. In every sense. The Bible says, do you remember verse 25, 26, 27? Genesis 1.
25.
Yeah.
And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image.
Man, our image.
After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth,
and
over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Equal. Remember that God created male and female equal. Hear what I'm saying for a minute. I'm going to tell y'all something. God created man and female equal in every sense of the world. What happened? bypassed Genesis chapter 3, Eve then was deceived by the serpent, the devil, right? The Bible says in Genesis 3, verse 6, Eve looked at a tree, a fruit to be desired, and was wise. She took, she didn't eat thereof. Then she took into her little bit with her. Genesis 3, verse 6, read for yourself. Then after she sinned, the Bible says, the eyes came over and shame came over. Wait a minute. Then God announced a curse on them. Then the curse God announced on them, white boy, the curse God announced on them from Genesis chapter 11, 12, 13, 14, God said, this is a curse. God told the snake, go crawl in the belly. Then woman, you're going to bear your pain. Then your husband will what?
Rule over you.
It wasn't God never said for man to be over his wife in the beginning. God created man and female, created them to be equal in every sin. Sin called woman to be on the bottom end. Bible, but then all the husband desire be unto the husband desire be the ruler of the husband. Now, so God made rules and regulations for the woman that had to come under her husband's subjection. Why? Because of sin. Sin called the woman that her level of being equal with man came down. But the Bible says, by the rule, you are redeemed from the curse of the law. The curse was her sin, and God paid to honor man because of the curse. Now, the Bible says, with Jesus, that he redeemed her from what? The curse of the law. That although the law had her under her, now she's back, all to be unequal. Because then she prayed. Wait. Let me give you a thing. Pat quoted y'all Ephesians 5. 22, where the woman is subject to her, all the things of her, let me say, in everything. He did it. Ephesians 5, verse 22, 23, 24.
Correct.
Well, then. Pass skip verse 20. Look at verse 20. Ephesians 5, verse 20.
Ephesians 5, verse 20.
Yeah, look at that.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Submitting yourselves one to another.
Wait a minute. What? Submit yourself what?
One to another.
Each other.
In the fear of God.
See, like he submit to you, you submit to him. You submit ye one to another. In relationship. If you are successful married, it's some give and some take. Anybody know that? You, if a man is totally dominant and white under his hands, under his feet, for the reason of marriage, ain't gonna last long because again she won't be able to battle on his pressure. Again, the Bible says again, in the same Ephesians 5, verse 21, be subject to each other. Right? Then what is that what it says? Did y'all read that too? So in other words, I believe, though Pat bring out a good point, I want all the point. God didn't say woman ought to be silent. He also said also in 1 Tim, he quoted 1 Tim chapter 2, verses 11, I think that was it. Paul said this. Paul said, I suffer not a woman to teach. Paul said the Lord said, Paul said, As Paul said, I said the thing. In other words, the same I language that Paul used, the same language in the book of Corinthians. I got to start looking in Philippians chapter 7. Paul said, in verses 10 and 11, 10 is a Paul said, I speak this thing by permission. Sometimes Paul told us to speak things out of his own mouth. I suffer not one teaching nor you serve the thought of him. Again, look, and when Paul, and you look straight forward, said, Paul said, I said, Lord, to teach, no, usurp authority over that man. I didn't say it won't just shed up here. But if you learn it, instead of being out of shame, you hug him, make sure you follow proper protocol. But I suffer not on cheating, no, usurp authority. And all the Paul brought a thing from what God said, I went there and said, look, he's speaking on the authority of that apostle. Again, people, I rest my case. But again, God is a fair God. And to God, there is no difference between male nor female. The same Bible that has the children right now. People use the same Bible saying slaves had a good job. They always serve their master. Because the Bible said, be faithful to your master. That's what the Bible said. The same scripture can be used out of context. The same Bible you do oppress people in back in the day, same Bible that you there to get to oppress women and their walk with Christ. So the Bible says, Well, if Pat Buchanan, he don't bow you by many Southern Baptist ministers back in the day to keep slaving in their faith. And they quote the scripture, scripture right. Do you read that now? No, I doubt not. Pat, how many minutes I got? No, 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 I don't keep talking about time, but I'll let mine go. Pat might listen on that.